The theme of the prayer section is the diffused aroma of Jesus Christ, and according to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Jesus Christ has aroma. Just like a flower, not all attract people, but you will enjoy it because it has aroma. And what is the aroma of Jesus Christ, actually? It's his virtue. Now, so if we want to diffuse the aroma of Jesus Christ, we have to imitate Jesus Christ to have virtue. When people contact us and live together with us, they will find out we are the person who has very, very good virtues. And then they will be touched, they will be moved by our aroma, by our virtues. Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. Let's compare to ourselves to see how many virtues do I have according to the Bible. Colossians chapter 3. Okay, verse 12. I read verse 12 to verse 13 and verse 14. And then you count. How many virtues do you have? After I read that, I want to raise a hand. You raise your hand. Count how many virtues does the Bible mention? And then out of so many virtues, how many do you have? So you pay two attention. What the Bible say, and think about how many do you have? Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgive you, so you also must do. Verse 14, but above all these things, put on love, which is bound, bound is a bond of perfection. Okay, I already finished reading, right? Verse 13 and 14, how many, verse 12 and 13, how many virtues? How many virtues? 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How many virtues? 10. You count it? Oh yeah, 10? Okay. How many virtues? Nine. According to the Bible. The first one, tender mercies. Second one, kindness. Third one, humility. Fourth one, meekness. Fifth one, long-suffering. Sixth one, bearing each other. Seventh one, forgive one another. All right. So how many? At least seven virtues. So if we do have these seven virtues, then we will diffuse the aroma of Jesus Christ. Right. Now, anyone you feel you have seven virtues, raise your hand. Thank God, right? You have seven virtues. Okay, how about six? You have six. Okay. How about five? You all have everything. How about four? Three? Two? One? But at least you have one virtue. What is your virtue? Humility, because you don't raise your hand. Right. You have humility. You're so humble, right? But actually, many of you have very good virtues. But we have to continue pray to God and also make resolution to improve ourselves. So every day we can increase our virtue. So people spend time with us, they will enjoy the moment we are together because we have virtue. That's called the aroma of Christ. Mercy. How do we explain mercy? Jesus has compassion to everyone, merciful. So because they're like a sheep without shepherd, so Jesus started to preach the gospel. So we look at a lot of people, they don't have salvation. Actually, they are under darkness. They have no salvation. They are under the control of Satan. They don't have their Sabbath day. They cannot come and enjoy God, right? They cannot have a fellowship. So we feel very sorry about them. We try to preach the gospel to them, and then we are very merciful. And how about kindness? Kindness means what? We don't say mean words to others, right? We always say kind word. That people listen it and feel comforted. That people listen it, they feel edified, feel very warmed, comforted. This is kind word, kindness. And how about humility? How about humility? What does that mean? Humility, in last time we mentioned, humility at least you can express in two ways. The first way, we are humble, then we will serve. Right? We are not to be served, but we serve. So in the church, dump the trash can, wash the dishes, if we are humble, then we will do it. Right? Humble, humility, you will serve. Just like in the society, those who are big one always wait for somebody to serve them. But in the church, the biggest one is the one who serve others, like Jesus Christ, right? Serve the disciple, wash their feet. And another one, humility means submission. Right? If we are humble, we are willing to submit to others. Whatever they say is right, I'm ready to submit myself. That is a sign of humility, servitude and submission. If everybody, we serve each other, we submit to each other, then you can see the church are very harmonious, very unified. If we lack this kind of virtues, right, we are not humble. I'm not going to submit you. I am I, you are you. Why I listen to you, right? If we are not humble enough, why should I serve you? So humility, meekness. Meekness is very similar to gentleness. We are very gentle, not easy to be irritated, even though some people say very harsh words, treat us very unkind, but we still respond with a very kind way. That's a meekness. And long-suffering. Long-suffering means perseverance, means patient. That is humility. A lot of time, if we want to accomplish the good work, we need to have the patience. Just like Jesus Christ, right? When he was crucified on the cross, so painful, but he endured to the last moment. That's called long-suffering. If he did not have long-suffering, he was unable to accomplish the crucifixion for our salvation. But when we do some work, just bring the truth seeker or try to revive the faith of the weak, we need to have this kind of long-suffering. Don't give up. 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 1 year, 2 year, long-suffering. It's a virtue. And bearing with one another, forgive with one another. We all have weakness. Our weakness will offend others. So when other people's weakness offend us, that bear it. And that is the virtue. Sometimes we don't have to fight back. Because a lot of time other people offend us, or a lot of time we offend other people, just bear it. Then keep the church in unity, forgive one another. And verse 14, above all these things, put on love. Why? Because love is a bond of perfection. All these kind of virtue, mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bear one another, forgive one another. All these kind of virtue are coming from love. Just like a pearl, right? You need to a string to penetrate all different pearls. So the pearl will become a necklace. You can wear it in your neck and become very beautiful. So all the virtue should be connected together by love. If we lose of love, it's just like a string broken, then all the virtues are fall, all the pearls just fall on the ground. If we lose the love, all the virtues just gone. Where comes the love? Holy Spirit pour down the love of God into us. So now we're going to pray for 15 minutes. Think about the virtue of Christ is the fragrance of Jesus. We need to diffuse that. We ask God to give us more love. So let's come forward, concentrate our mind, pray the Holy Spirit, pray for fullness of the Holy Spirit, fill upon everyone else with love. So when you come forward to pray, don't look around each other, don't squeeze around each other, just concentrate your mind in prayer. Let's pray.